Last order of business is J. Jerry Martin separation agreement. And this has been a work in progress up until very recently. It was distributed to the board commissioners, what, 2 days ago, Pam? Thereabouts. And agreed to, the current document agreed to by your counsel as well as Mr. Richard Davis. So I'm proffering a motion that, one, we sign it, or have the chair sign it as written. Ask for a second.
So I'll second.
Okay, discussion.
I will not be supporting this motion for a variety of reasons. One, we have an ongoing investigation going with the state. I think that should be done. Two, that how do I say this? We basically shot ourselves in the foot by not, when we voted, there was a vote to not have Chief Martin present his records to us. That could have happened in a couple of weeks, and then we chose to go with the state over 130 days, the amount of, and the way all this timing came about. We have two investigations ongoing. Both of which could be, either one of which, and having read the one on quality of care and the one on professionalism, would have led to dismissal of, or at least a big discussion about dismissal if we had that at that time, and we don't. We've never had a discussion about suspension and waiting. We haven't done that, and that's a problem with the board. And Jerry, you have a lot of great qualities, and you can be stubborn as hell sometimes. And when Katie Holstein asked you multiple times, and you said you would do it, and then you had to go talk to your attorney, I talked to Katie Holstein last week, you never got back to her. That does not leave a good taste in the Department of Health's mouth about this commission or here, and we're going to be going in front of them with certificates of need and this and that, and it's disappointing to me that it happened that way. So I don't know. And thirdly, I don't believe in separation agreements for public employees, so I will not be supporting this motion on those three reasons.
Thank you, Warren. Any other comments?
Yeah, I would just like to say I think that this board has failed to hold Jerry accountable on several issues, Chief, and it's a real disservice to our community. So I'm a bit relieved we're concluding here. I think that while you have two investigations with the DOH out, it does not sit right with me that you're receiving a $70,000 severance package. Doesn't seem fair to the taxpayers.
So those reflections were basically board decrees and judgments and determinations, decisions made by the majority of the board. You are precluded by the Code of Ethics at all in criticizing previous judgments and conclusions of the board. So I counsel you not to do that again. Both of you are in violation of those revisos.
Well,
Any other questions?
Well,
no?
We didn't agree with the way the board voted.
You criticized the board for a previous decision. Once a previous decision is struck, you remain silent about that decision.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I have some liability concerns.
Got to go by the rules. Dr. Mark, any comments, sir?
You know, we've invested our trust in the counsel of Richard Davis. And while the chief is an employee, he is covered by Richard Davis's services. So it's a challenge because there's a desire for the objectivity. Is there a third legal opinion that could be, for a second legal opinion, could be brought forward here to evaluate this issue? But it seems to me, and I'm not a contractual law expert at all, but it seems to me we do have a contractual obligation here. And if we say no to his severance package, I think we're opening ourselves up to a lawsuit. This is not a maybe kind of investigation of the allegations made against the chief. This is a for real lawsuit. And I'm disinclined to go down that road. I think, according to the severance agreement here, that the payment would be sequential according to your existing salary schedule, is that correct? If there were to be any follow-on action down the road, I don't know if that would be interrupted or not, but my view is we followed the counsel of our attorney. And for us to do otherwise, I think, is to just bare our neck to a lawsuit. And I don't doubt that it would come. And I just don't think that's a good use of district resources. I would rather pay the $70,000 on it, if there's any ambiguity concerning the issues, instead of putting us into the middle of a lawsuit. We've got enough troubles.
Well, and we're beholden to uphold a contract. Frankly, a contract was struck at the hands of another board, two out of the majority, crafted the contract, which we personally signed off on as commissioner.
We did.
We're beholden to honor that. It wasn't our choice. It wasn't necessarily a decision I would have made if I had it to make it by myself, but I made it as I did. I'm not going to criticize it beyond what I've said, but we're beholden to do that, and we would be subject to a lawsuit. I specifically pinged, yet again, Richard Davis yesterday about his opinion, all things considered, and he said just that.
Did you ask him about conflict of interest?
No, issues? I did not. Not at that time. Previously, I did.
Mm-hmm. And what was his answer?
No.
No conflict of
interest? You know, I actually addressed that in public sector.
Yes.
Okay. That if and when he saw a conflict of interest, that he would so notify us, and then Chief Martin would be obligated to hire his own attorney. And our counsel has not only made that decision on his own, but he's also sought counsel of his fellow attorneys within his law firm. So, a pretty solid opinion, and not just of one individual. Comments?
Well, I would like to add that, the last two times before this, that there's been a question about Richard Davis's opinion. His opinion has been backed by two other attorneys, an insurance agent regarding the other thing, and the Department of Health. And so it's like, it's not just, not liking somebody or not wanting to like his views. We've got backed in by other attorneys as well. So, and the other issue is, because we don't like something now that's in the contract, it's too late. The contract was already struck.
I have no emotions that it's not going forward. I get it.
Yeah.
I just had to say that publicly.
Okay, call for a vote. All in favor, say aye.
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 All against?
Nay.
Nay.
Okay. Motion passes. 3-2. Meeting adjourned. Thank you.